Now, for something a little bit different, pest controller, Rentokil. They've had a 90% nearly increase in the number of call-outs for silverfish over the past couple of months. And these are pretty tricky, creepy crawlies, if you want to call them that, to try and get out of your home. Richard Faulkner is the Advanced Technical Field Consultant with Rentokil and joins us here in Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Richard, what are silverfish?
Hi Andrew, how are you? They're an insect. They're quite a primitive insect. They have an incomplete metamorphosis life cycle. So they start off as an egg. They hatch out as a nymph, and the nymph will then shed its skin several times before it becomes an adult. And they're quite a bit of a nuisance. And as you've rightly said, we've got almost a 90% increase in the last sort of few months of call outs from these guys.
Why is that? Why has it jumped up in the last 3 months?
Again, it's probably a lot to do with environmental conditions. It usually is, and every now and then you'll find you'll get different booms of insects. But the last few years, silverfish numbers have been up on the rise. The main thing with them is they like humidity. So when we get colder weather, as we've been having, and we start to put heating and stuff on that, then we start to get humidity in houses, especially older houses. And these guys become a lot more prevalent. And it's also probably because we've had so much time more spent at home that people are noticing a lot more pests, which is, again, driving call-outs and stuff up as well.
For people that might be, could be wondering if they have these silverfish at home at the minute, what do they look like?
So we've got main two species. We've got what we call the common silverfish, and then we've got what's known as a grey silverfish. So they're sort of, I always explain them as sort of a torpedo shape insect, and they've got three large bristles coming out their back end, and they've got two really long antennae coming off their head that loop back, and they move at quite a pace across the floor from that point. So that's hence why they get their name, so they're silvery grey colour, and they've got sort of like a fish shape.
So how did they get into the house, Richard?
So they're naturally going to be outside in the environment. Sometimes they're going to have originated from birds' nests, the bird nesting material, especially when it's damp and there's a lot of sort of droppings from the young in it. And also they'll be outside in leaf litter and stuff like that. So if we've got this time of year, because we've got a lot of shedding leaves, and if they're sort of gathering around your house and around your back doors and stuff like that, then they can be found in those areas. You sometimes get them in the bottom of plant pots and that sort of thing as well outside. So they're out and about.
And do they start breeding then in the house? Is that how they're multiplying?
Yeah. As long as they've got suitable conditions, which is, again, the humidity, then yeah. And a female can lay up to 60 eggs a day.
Beautiful.
So a small problem can quite quickly become a large problem if you don't notice them.
Yeah. What kind of damage do they cause? Or do they cause damage?
Yeah, they can do. To me, they're more of a nuisance pest. Because they feed on sort of cellulose and starch. But they can, they can do damage to, like, paintings. And stuff like that, photographs, plaster. Sometimes you'll get them in books as well. But anything that's going to contain starch and cellulose, especially if it's got a little bit humid, a little bit damp, they're going to get in there and they're going to feed on that.
I'm looking at the figures here from your details on this, Richard, and they seem to be rampant anyway in Dublin. There's been nearly a 60% rise in call-outs there.
Yeah, 56% we're up in Dublin at the moment. Yeah, it does seem to be very prevalent. I've actually spoken to two people so far today about it as well.
What can people do at home themselves, though, to get rid of it?
Again, it's the main thing is trying to deny them food, and they're also feed on like dead skin cells and hair and stuff like that, anything that's got starch or cellulose in it. So it's really about good housekeeping, hoovering, cleaning, sweeping up debris in the kitchen, and then dehumidification as well, taking the moisture out of the air, opening your windows, drying out the place a bit. And also anything that you've got that's quite starchy, so pastas, rices, that sort of thing, making sure, and cereal as well, making sure it's all kept in sealed containers, and that if there's any spillages in the cupboards and stuff like that, then it's cleaned up.
Okay, so just because you have silverfish, it's not necessarily a sign that you're not cleaning the house.
Oh, no, not at all. and it's like that with a lot of pests. People have got pests. It's not. A lot of these things are opportunistic, and it's to do with environmental conditions again.
The other one I want to ask you about are the mice. This is sort of the prime time for them, isn't it?
Yeah, mice and their bigger cousins, the common rat as well. Yeah, there's ideal time of year for these guys. The house mouse, which is the main mouse domestic pest that we get, it lives in and around our buildings and it exploits our cavities and structures. And again, it's not a sign that a house is dirty or anything like that. But if they can exploit and get in, they will do. And they've got very small food requirements. Like the average size of a house mouse is about 15 grams in weight. They eat 3 grams a day. So they're eating 20% of their body weight, but 3 grams of food, especially when you've got little people in the house, isn't really very much. And if there's sufficient moisture in their food, they don't really need to drink water because they're getting the moisture content from their food. But if they do, then they're only looking for 3 mils of water. So condensation on a windowsill, water around a plug hole, condensation on pipes. It's quite easy for them once they get in to become established.
Just finally, Richard, I have a text in for you here on the News Talk text line. Somebody is wondering, is it really true if you have one mouse, it's likely you have more?
Yeah, it can be. Sometimes you might just have been unlucky and you've got to wander in, but usually, especially this time of year, because they've got in with the warmth and if they've got a dedicated food source, it's like anybody else. We look at pests. When I look at a pest, I look at it as like people as well. If we've got food, shelter, water, then we're going to try and establish ourselves, find a mate, aren't we, and have a family.
Okay.
And the pests are no different.
Right, all right. We'll leave it there on that note. Richard Faulkner, Advanced Technical Field Consultant. Thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Now.